Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now. But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and a hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough. Oh, Lord, if you want to know, the world is down in love, so it's love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world is down in love, so it's love. No, not just for some, but for
Love Show. I am your hostess, Cynthia Jai, a.k.a. Desire's Love. I want to welcome you to a wonderful Friday afternoon, April the 8th, and we're going to show a little late today. It's 5 o'clock. I want to just thank the Creator for allowing me to do the show today. This is another part of the Home-Based Business 101 platform created by my wonderful husband who's sitting by my side right now, Sitawi Jaheen. And you'll be able to hear our shows all during the week. He does a Sunday show at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's also Victoria Funk with the exciting travel, New York travel tips and travel tips anywhere around the world. And then we have the Thursday travel tips with myself, Cynthia Jaheen, and Victoria Funk. And again, today, the Jasari's Love Show. You know, what the world needs now, again, is love, sweet love. I mean, you know, Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach couldn't have said it any better. We're sitting out here in front of the Merlin House on our way to Philly. Yeah, better go up here and see a little bit of Philadelphia. And, you know, this is a chance to, you know, get out a little bit more and enjoy the little tri-state area here. You know, God is blessed with so many different types of trees and scenery and birds and bees and a little bit of everything coming out now because this is the month of April. So I'm going to thank this audience for participating and coming on and listening to this show and all the shows as part of the Home-Based Business platform. As always, I want to start with a prayer. You know, I have an attitude of gratitude. So just a minute here. I just want to do a short part of a prayer. It's called Pause a Moment. You know, the week can be pretty rough, a lot of things going on, and I'm looking at the people flying down the highway. I know that some of these people are flying home from jobs, flying on in to get the children from the daycare and things of that nature. Some people are flying to their next job. We always seem to be in a rush to get somewhere. But let's make sure that whether we're driving in our cars, we're in a plane, we're on a train, we're on foot, we're on a bus, whatever the situation is, that we take a time to pray. Pause a moment. You know, there is no special time for prayer. One can pray most anywhere. When things aren't going quite your way, pause a moment just to pray. If everything seems to bother you and nag at you the whole day through, to dispel those awful clouds of gray, pause a moment just to pray. So I just want everybody to take that moment and pray, whatever your prayer is. And you know, our prayers have always got to be of good. Your prayers has got to be something that's beneficial to all of mankind and to the planet. I just want to share with you a little piece of the prayer that I do. I made a couple of changes to a prayer. And it goes like this here. Our Father and Mother, which art anywhere you choose to be, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us for trespassing, and we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. And then I add on, all that I am and all that I hope to be, I owe to my Creator. And I also thank, indirectly, my parents and my forefathers, you know, my elders. And then there's a host, I've read that before, a host of other people that I thank that has helped to mold me into the person that I am today, from dance instructors to regular teachers to neighbors in the community, to people who were a part of Whitestone Baptist Church, Belmont Elementary School, Calverton Middle School. This is all in the Baltimore, Maryland area. Just say thank you, because each step of the way, it really, really makes a difference in your development. And if you're paying attention each step of the way, it can really, 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 really make a difference and your development. So I just wanted to say that part of the prayer. Also, the 25th Psalm, there's a particular part of that, the very first part, that is, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I'll read that part again. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Then it goes on. I'm going to change the words a little bit. Let me be free. Let me rise upon above all of my problems, and let me triumph over my enemies. Okay, I just wanted to share those couple of poems with you. It's in the same book that I have my vision board. And I suggest that everybody make sure you have some type of prayer, you spend time in your meditation, you get a vision board so that you are praying for what you know, what God has laid on your heart. You know, God has given me these different talents, visions, understandings, desires. I'm talking about not carnal desires, but I'm just talking about the things that you want to do in life. You know, for example, today I was in Columbia, Maryland with my husband. I really love Columbia. We spent the last 2 days there. And we stayed at the Sheraton over there by the mall. And it's really nice. They have these little cottage-type things. Very comfortable, very beautiful setting over there by the lake. And I just was out there just enjoying what Columbia has to offer. The Columbia Mall was the creation of James Rouse. He had a big dream. And if you look at Columbia, oh, my goodness, Columbia Town Center, it is huge with so much space. And yet he incorporated the importance of keeping the landscape just beautiful. The favorite places for you to go on trails and hikes and nature walks, the beautiful flowers and beautiful trees. You know, it's just a very wonderful place to be able to go to be at. just beautiful in so many different ways. And then he made it so that actually it's really supposed to be affordable for all incomes, okay? So even people on Section 8 can live in a beautiful place called Columbia. They have stores and things there, you know, your grocery stores, your Rite Aids and things of that nature. You call it, you know, your pharmaceutical stores. For you to pretty much get the things that you need. I don't know everything. I guess you have to live there to really know what it's 100% like. I know my in-laws kind of seem to like it there. And I just feel as though it's just, you know, it's that great school, hey, you know. So it's my desire, it's my heart's desire to take Movements Unlimited, which is my business, it's my nonprofit, and it started with dance and theater, but to take it and expand that so that we can create Movements Unlimited along with others out there. I'm throwing it out there to some of you who would like to join me on a plan to create some more Columbias, and then we can, you know, we can fine-tune what it was that Mr. Ross had in mind. What he had in mind is a beautiful creation, a beautiful vision. He actually made it happen with the blessings of the Creator, and I truly believe he was blessed by God to have this happen. And, you know, we can just take it even further and do what we want to do by having many more of these towns, not cities, but towns or areas within a city that are just beautiful. Real quick, I'm going to go down a list of some of these words I actually got from Mount Columbia. There was a statue and it had all these words on it. I can't really say which ones, you know, specifically came from there, but that's not what the ones that came from there that I remember came from there. Okay. The idea of how we want to live our life, the attributes that we want to have. And so we're kind of sharing with you a lot of different things today. The attributes is sort of being thoughtful and being a person that is persistent, being a person that has harmony. And actually, I don't have those words that I got from there. Living in moderation. So I'm just going to go down an overall list of words. To be a person of love, joy, luxury, beauty, laughter, being bold. There's times you have to be bold. Times you maybe have to be unreasonably reasonable, unstoppable. And this is all for good things. You're trying to do something worthwhile and good, okay? Reasonably loyal. Sometimes you cannot be loyal to something if it's not right. So you have to, hey, there's times we have to say, wait a minute, I can't do that. Reasonably patient. Yeah, you got to be patient. Sometimes you have to make something happen. So there's doing things in moderation, being saints. Thinking, grateful, sunshiny, being in bliss, in prayer, in meditation, loving silence, loving stillness, being whole, being firm, using the seven principles from the Nguza Saba, Umoja, which is unity, Kuji Chagalia, self-determination, speaking for yourself and thinking for yourself, creating for yourself, Ujima, working together to solve each other's problems, Ujima, cooperative economics, working together to build businesses and profiting from them together. Nia, being on purpose. What is your purpose? Kuumba, creativity, and Imani, faith. With Kuumba, we're talking about rebuilding and building the community. Same for Nia. You know, making it more beautiful than when you inherited it. Hashima, respect. Being aware, alert. And depending on what your religious belief is, being Christ-like. If you're a Muslim, then being, you know, following that path and being like that, the best of that. It's always the best of that, being the best of that. And then that for myself, you know, being an artist, a writer, a dancer, a leader in my business, Terry 365, Movements Unlimited, and a public speaker. Those are some of the things that, you know, I just wanted to share with you. I think everybody should have a list of words that you want to move yourself on. Being persistent, confident, sweet, fair, forgiving, courageous, full, strong, eager for success, but not overbearing, successful, smiling, humble, caring, having humility, being humane, determined, being willful, but with some temper there, okay? Harmony, oh my goodness. You can have peace only if you have harmony. Balance, being self-motivated, and always in prayer for those different things. Always in prayer. That's some of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today. And I'm going to go right along. Okay, again, this is part of the HomeBiz 101 platform. And one of the things I'm going to talk about today, so the main topic, actually, let me check my time, is family. I want to talk to this here from the heart because, you know, in all our family, there's always something going on. So, family, what family means today is love, sweet love. What does family mean to me? To me, Cynthia Jaheed, your first love, family means unity, working together, coming together, complimenting each other, being encouragement for your family members, for their best, okay? Avoiding jealousies and envy. Oh, my goodness. When you see the ugly head of jealousy, watch yourself. You know you're jealous when you don't like what somebody else is achieving something. If your sister looks so pretty and blue and he just makes you mad, you're jealous. If your sister, your sister-in-law, family member, brother, whatever, husband or wife treats them really nice and you find you're mad about that, you got to temper that. Somebody, maybe they're at the lotto and you're jealous because they've got a lot of money. Maybe they got a bonus in their business, you know. Don't be jealous. Really pull that in, get it under control. Ask yourself some personal questions. Why in the world am I jealous and envious? When you find yourself thinking mean thoughts, you know, you want to hurt someone in your family, oh, my goodness, you've got to be able to get into your conscious mind and pull yourself in. Get a hold of yourself and get a grip on yourself and make the corrections. Fall down on your knees in prayer. Or if you can't get on your knees, sit in a chair in a corner and have that talk with the Creator. I saw a movie called The War Room. You all have heard me mention that several times. Have you gotten out to see it yet? You need to go out and see The War Room. Excuse me. It can make a major difference if you get out and you see The War Room. This is really, really, really a good movie about... So getting back to family. What is family? You know, you're caring for each other. You care for your elders. You have a grandmother. You care patiently for their person. Ugly aunts and uncles. You want to show care patiently for these people. You have the babies coming into the world. Where's the care? We have to have the love, loving words, patience, and care. They're little, teeny, precious human beings, delicate in some cases. Let's strive to push towards care. Your grandmother out there, yeah, I know you had yours and you'd raise them and all that. What happened to your love? Watch your language. What are you really saying when you say those things? Oh, I raised mine. I ain't got time. I won't be bothered. Somebody either was bothered with you, or maybe somebody said the same thing to you, or you heard that. Are you going to keep that legacy going of being just mean and selfish? You have days in the week that you can do your thing, but you can't take a day. I think you can take a day or 4 hours and spend some time with someone who may need that grandmotherly love. And it would be good for you, too. It helps you learn how to be a more loving grandparent. And, you know, just think about these things. Now, I know some people are going to hang up the phone. They're going to be like, oh, turn the computer. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. And shame on you. Sad, sad for you. If your aunt's out there, there aren't things that you can do, and there are uncle things that you can do. And they're not all about money. Some people are so about the money, they forget about the honey. And the honey I'm talking about is the sweetness. Being kind, considerate, and general, considerate of people. Some people push that money out there, but there really, really, really is a price tag for the person who gets that prize, the money, the person who they went out and bought a car for, the one that they gave a couple of $100 to. Sometimes there really isn't the love there. They just did it because they had the money. They didn't really know what they wanted to do with the money. So they thought, oh, man, yeah, I got money. I just give to somebody. But did you give it with love? What is your real feeling? You know, a lot of people give out their gifts at Christmas time, and I've seen people brag on that. And yet those same people I've heard them really give the ones they gave the gift to, usually a mother or wife, actually gave them hell all year. So they would come on the job, used to work at Social Security, and they would just talk about how they argued and fussed about the most ridiculous things. You have to consider, I started working at Social Security when I was 17, and I left there when I was in my late 30s. So I had a good 13 years there, and it was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You actually give your mother or your loved one that much of a fit all year long, then Christmas time, you show up with this big bow on the refrigerator that you want the neighbors and other relatives to see, but really, you haven't been loving all year long. I needed to take a sip of water. Give me a minute, please. So think about these things. None of us are perfect, but we all can strive. When we make a mistake, we have to make a correction. We should never be threatening our brothers or our sisters for any reason. There's no excuse. There should be that moment you just stop and you just ask yourself, is this the loving thing to do? Now, I have to say this here. There is a thing called tough love, and sometimes you have to do things that the other person may not like, may even hate you for, but if you know for a fact it's necessary because they needed some tough love, they need a wake-up call, then you have to do that because you know that you're doing it in love. And, I mean, you started out carefully. You may even went to a pastor or somebody and said, you know, this is what I should do, whatever it is that you need to do. The in-between group, the people who are not no longer children, no longer babies, no longer teenagers, but I'll go from teenagers on up. Everybody needs a word of encouragement and to work together. Everyone needs to think about what is family. And I just wanted to say, you know, family's under attack anyway. Why are we making it easier? By allowing the enemy, Satan, whatever you want to call it, the precious from the powers to be, you know, they're not even the powers to be because God is the power. So why are we letting the evil powers influence us to be jealous because somebody got a bonus check or got a new car or got a new house or got a new dress or they got special dishes that they like to eat on? Why do we do that? And why are we mean? Listen to this part. Why are we mean when we think that people don't have? So think about these things. Why are we mean when we say people don't have? When we think that we have more than what we have? See, there's two ways. There's the people who are jealous because somebody has something. And then there's those people who are mean. They're just mean because they have something and they want to hold it over someone else. They want someone to feel bad because they did not achieve at that moment when you may have achieved. See, that's pious, that's egotistical, can be very evil. It can lead to a lot of different problems. So let's just round this thing out with family. Family should be sweet. It should be when you come around your family, you would look forward to coming around your family. Not that everything is going to be 100% perfect. Some of you have seen Madea with Tyler Perry's movie with the family, this and the family that. He's got a lot of family shows. He has a way of kind of pulling it all together so that it balances out. They would call it family reunion or something like that. And Cicely Tyson said it best about family. Everybody's going to come around. There's all the little things, the young girls with little coochie cutters on. And that's what they do when they're young. But all in all, if people can understand the need for respect and for grace and to give that little grace period for different things, and then there are times where you have to rein people in, rein them in. They got to be reined in. You got to pull them in. You got to pull them up. That can be love, too. But the main thing is even thinking about how do I want my family to be? How do I want to be as a part of my family? What am I bringing to the table? Not just the money, but what are you bringing to the table as far as the conversation and your actions? Are you keeping your hands to yourself? And I'm talking about whether it's a sexual abuse or whether it's just that you want to be, you know, firm with your hand. You know, you're banging on people. I've seen people do this, either chilled on the buses, and, you know, especially in Baltimore City. Or can you learn to be more gentle as you interact with your babies, your children, your brothers, your sisters, your loved ones? You know, even talking about young people towards other young people. What are we saying out of our mouths? Can it be more sweeter? Can it be, hey, babe, hold on to that umbrella. Watch yourself. Be careful. Let me take your hand. Let me help you across the street. How about those words instead of get your, you know, so-and-so across the street? How about, come on, let me take you by the hand and walk you across the street? To the guys out there, the females out there, you know, you it's just talking about really stopping to think, why are you doing what you do, and why? What is a better way of doing these things? What is a better way of expressing family? I'm going to conclude with just one or two things that I've been working on as I go through my meditations. I just have it really handy a second ago, but I'm both my books are crazily. But the main thing is with my meditations with Deepak, it's just really, really spending that time. And I'm telling you, it has really made a difference for me. I'm just going to run through just a couple of them with you. Harum Nam, I open my awareness to the unity within diversity. You know, it's just different ones. Raya Hum, I am the light of pure radiance. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? To be the light of pure radiance. My core belief, expressing my light. Let's see if I find another one. Ara Kara, my desire for the power to manifest. Okay? Being love, worthy, safe, and whole. Kindness, appreciation. My core belief must be pure, direct, and life-supporting. So it's these different words that we have. Sampurayat Hum, I am perfect contentment. I am perfect contentment. I love all of these. And actually, you know, I do the 21-day with Deepak and Oprah, and I just love it. I love it. Om God Namah. Expansion consciousness dissolves obstacles. Expansive consciousness dissolves obstacles. Plant the grace seed of belief. The grace seed. I am safe and trusting. It is so many, and it just goes on and on. My true self is inspired. My true self is inspired. And it's just so many, but I just want you to look at these things. And as you see, everything's about something peaceful and beautiful, and that's what we need. That's what we need. We need things that are peaceful and beautiful. Karin Aham, I am compassion. Karin Aham, I am compassion. Aham Prima, I am love. Aham Prima, I am love. My faith calls me to love. That was the centering thought. My faith calls me to love. So it starts our journey. I find hope and optimism in my faith. Saha Navavata. Let us be together in harmony. Let us be together in harmony. Faith heals at all levels. Am Shiraha Vana. My awareness is aligned with unifying power of the universe. And it goes on and on. Right now, the latest one that I just did, I hope I can find it real quick for you. I don't know if I can. But anyway, I just really got so much out of what I'm doing right now. It's just been quite, it is a journey. Makshaham, I am free. Makshaham, I am free. You know? I celebrate every breakthrough I make on the way to being free. Wow. But with freedom comes responsibility. So let's all stay responsible, caring, and loving. You know, maybe you got a little extra money and you should feel free now, right? But think about how you treat other people. Even, you know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, of course, you know, I make a mistake and I might mistreat somebody in some form or way. But I pull myself back in and I get it together. I believe in apology. I believe in rectifying the situation. I really do. At the end of the day, you let a person know that you love them. And sometimes a situation is what it is, and you just have to tell a person, I love you, but this is the way this has to be. You know how you reprimand a child? You've got to stay in that corner. You've got to stay on your side of the room, right? Hey, it's like that sometimes. Even within your loving family. So, okay, everybody, this is the Josiah's Love Show, and I just want to end with Life is one unified wholeness, harem, whether they're good things or they're bad things. It all goes together, the good and the bad, and we have to balance it out. Balance it out. The present moment is your magnet and your compass. I am drawn to the present moment with ease and joy. Okay, so make sure you get a little piece of the detox. Oprah is excellent with their sharing. Get it out there. Share it. Make sure you do your part. This is Lotus Love Show signing off. Don't forget to get that gift we have for you by calling me at 252-406-0774 or texting. Texting is even better. And you'll be able to go and get the $500 I've been giving away. I've been giving away a travel coupon. Use it for travel. You can't get the cash, but you have to use it online. So go ahead and get that, 252-406-0774. Have a weekend filled with love, peace, and harmony. Bye now.